Great. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jaleesa Moore, and I work for the Florida Department of Health as a chronic disease epidemiologist and evaluator. And today I'm going to discuss how we implemented a cardiovascular disease prevention program in Florida. So just to give you guys some brief overview of today's presentation, I will provide some information about the Florida Department of Health and how we were actually able to implement this cardiovascular disease prevention program. The Florida Department of Health is the first accredited centralized health department by the Public Health Accreditation Board. In Florida, we have 67 counties, and each county has one county health department, and we work in conjunction with our health departments to implement public health programs. Florida is a very diverse and populated state. According to our 2015 population estimates, over 19 million people live in Florida, and it is predicted that among adults over the age of 60, we will see an increase in this population in Florida. As I mentioned earlier, Florida is comprised of 67 counties, and 31 of those counties are rural. We see county-level differences in health outcomes and chronic disease risk factors. We also see these differences in tobacco use, diet and exercise, alcohol and drug use, access to health care, differences in quality of health care, and the social determinants of health. So as we can see by looking at this table, this is the 2013 through 2015 leading causes of death in the state of Florida. Cardiovascular disease and cardiovascular disease risk factors accounted for about 56,000 deaths in Florida over this time period. And so the Bureau of Chronic Disease Prevention was tasked to implement a cardiovascular disease prevention program in order to reduce deaths attributable to cardiovascular disease. So next, I'm going to present to you all on how we were actually able to develop this cardiovascular disease prevention program. All right, so over the past 3 years, we've seen an increase in cardiovascular disease deaths in Florida. And a cardiovascular disease prevention program was developed to reduce cardiovascular disease deaths with a data-driven approach to identify and fund the counties. The program was launched by pulling funding together from the Tobacco-Free Florida program and the 1305 grant program that is funded by the CDC. The overall goal of this cardiovascular disease prevention program is to improve the cardiovascular disease health of Floridians and contribute to preventing 1 million heart attacks and strokes. Preventing 1 million heart attacks and strokes aligns with the Million Hearts Initiative developed by the Department of Health and Human Services. The goal of the Million Hearts Initiative is to nationally reduce 1 million strokes in 5 years. And the aim of the cardiovascular disease prevention program is to address multiple risk factors associated with cardiovascular disease, such as tobacco use, diabetes, and hypertension. The cardiovascular disease prevention program, in alignment with the Million Hearts Initiative, promotes heart disease awareness and prevention activities by working with faith-based organizations, health systems, and local communities to implement evidence-based practices and best strategies. So next, we're going to go into the methods. So we took a four-tiered approach. First, we identified risk factors by conducting a literature review. Second, we performed statistical analysis to identify significant risk factors. Third, we ranked counties based on prevalence of risk factors and death rates. And next, we provided funding to selected counties to actually implement a cardiovascular disease prevention program. We reviewed literature by searching PubMed for cardiovascular disease risk factors, looking at articles that were published from 2006 through 2016. Once we had these risk factors, we had to identify risk factors with a known data source. And for this program, we used the Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance System. We used this data from 2013. This is our county-level data. And we also used vital statistics information from 2012 through 2015 to assess age-adjusted death rates for cardiovascular disease and diabetes. And just to touch on BRFSS, the 2013 BRFSS is the most recent data source for county-level information. The sample for the survey was drawn at the county level and consisted of 35,000 completed surveys. Once we identified the risk factors, next we wanted to test for the association between the risk factors and cardiovascular disease. Cardiovascular disease was our outcome variable for all of our statistical analysis. This variable is comprised of the variables from VRFSS that assessed if an individual had ever had a myocardial infarction, stroke, or coronary heart disease. We conducted a chi-square analysis to test for the association between the risk factors identified. Once we identified the variables that were statistically significant with a 95% confidence interval, we used this data and we included these variables into a logistic regression model, and we used a stepwise selection to fit the best model. The variables listed in the table were found to be statistically significant from our chi-square analysis. The variables that are not included in this table and were not statistically significant were fruit consumption and smoking. And I would like to note that the physical activity variable is actually leisure physical activity. All right, so next we included the statistically significant variables into our logistic regression model. We included the variable smoking in our model even though it was not statistically significant, because smoking is a risk factor, from the literature, smoking is a risk factor for cardiovascular disease, and also because the cardiovascular disease prevention program was funded by the Tobacco Free Florida program, and one component of this program is to promote tobacco cessation. In the regression model, we also included interaction terms for smoking and age, diabetes and BMI, physical activity and BMI, and as you can see, from here, individuals with high blood pressure were 2 times more likely to report having a cardiovascular disease, and individuals with high cholesterol were 2 times more likely to report having a cardiovascular disease when compared to patients that did not have hypertension or high blood pressure. Once we received the results from the logistic regression procedure, we ranked the individual risk factors for each county from 1 to 67, with 1 being the lowest score and 67 being the highest score. From this table, we can see that Union County had the lowest ranking for cholesterol, meaning that Union County had the highest prevalence of cholesterol when compared to other counties. The total score was summed for all of the risk factors, cardiovascular disease prevalence, cardiovascular disease age-adjusted death rates, and diabetes age-adjusted death rates, and the counties are ranked. The counties with the lowest scores are ranked as having the overall worst health outcomes, risk behaviors, and mortality related to diabetes and cardiovascular disease. In total, we ranked about 15 counties, but this is just the table with 10 of the counties that we funded. So this table shows the risk factors that were included in the analysis and the prevalence of the risk factors in Florida, as well as the range of these risk factors for the counties that were selected. This table shows that overall, the Florida prevalence of the risk factors are nearly in the middle of the county range. And this table also shows that with the county range, there is a lot of variability by each county. This table shows the prevalence of the self-reported chronic disease conditions and the mortality rates of cardiovascular disease and diabetes. As seen in the previous slide, the prevalence of chronic disease conditions are nearly in the middle of the county range. And additionally, we see that there is a lot of variability with mortality rates for cardiovascular disease and diabetes deaths. And this just shows that there's a lot of variability with the counties that we had selected. So our next steps, after we identified the counties that we've selected, funding opportunity announcements were made to those selected county health departments, and technical assistance and data were provided to the health department staff. So in conclusion, in total, 15 of the counties were selected to participate in the cardiovascular disease prevention program, and 13 of the 15 counties selected were rural. Of the counties selected, 9 of them had previously expressed interest in a heart disease prevention initiative. And once funding was provided to the county health department staff identified community-based organizations to partner with, and these cardiovascular disease prevention activities are currently ongoing. Some of the limitations of this approach are that self-reported data was used and that some risk factor information was not available to use. Additionally, since we are using county-level data with risk factors, small sample sizes could potentially be an issue. In conclusion, this approach identified counties that had the highest need of implementing a cardiovascular disease prevention program, and we will continue to modify and use this method in order to fund counties in the future. These are some references. And this is my contact information. Thank you for your time.